Climbers, maybe you've been listening to our song title challenge episodes, but you just haven't been doing it yourself yet. Maybe you're not sure if it'll work for you, but tell you what, it works for me. I just got a cut and release based on doing my own personal song title challenge. So listen up. We want you to win. Johnny, you know, go do that thing.
Welcome to the climb. This is a show dedicated to helping Johnny fix his voice, which is a complete disaster after the last Packer game. But we won, so it's okay. Now, this is a show dedicated to helping singers, songwriters, and indie artists like you create leverage in the music business, because leverage is the name of the game. He who or she who owns the traffic rules the road, and that creates leverage that's going to get you everything that you want. That's why we called it The Climb, C-L-I-M-B, creating leverage in the music business. That's a Baxter name for my good friend and co-host, Mr. Brent Baxter, who is an award-winning hit songwriter with cuts by Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Lady A, Joe Nichols, and more. Got a couple number ones in Southern Gospel last year, which is super fun. And today we're going to be talking about a brand new cut that he got and going a deep dive into that. What I love about Brent is he helps songwriters like you turn pro by revealing how you write like a pro, do business like a pro, and then on the regular, he will introduce you to the pros so that you can finalize the last step in that, which is creating the relationships with artists, producers, publishers, etc., and getting your shot when you're ready to go. You can find Brent at songwritingpro.com. Once again, songwritingpro.com.
And I would like to introduce you to my horse co-host, Johnny Dwinnell. He's a big Packers fan, and he yells like it. Apparently, we should never record after a Packers game again. All right, Johnny owns at Daredevil Production. They're breaking artists digitally by identifying new fans through data. If you're an artist looking to increase your streams, blow up your video views, sell more live show tickets, and get discovered by new fans, TV, and music industry pros, then Daredevil Production can help. Daredevil has worked with multi-platinum artists like Colin Ray, Tracy Lawrence, Ty Herndon, and Andy Griggs, just to name a few. You can find Johnny at daredevilproduction.com. That is production singular, no S. There is no S because there is no other. Johnny D.
My beloved Packers are 3-1.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. That's making this all happen. It's all happening.
It's making your whole life happen.
It's all happening. Yeah.
After week one, they've gotten back on track. So
yeah, I feel like they have. And not for nothing, Randall Cobb, who was a demand that Rodgers had to come back to the Packers, like, okay, well, they offered him all kinds of money. He turned it down. Basically, because I don't think anybody was listening to him. And at that stage of the game, a guy with that kind of a brain, which he does have, is you want him in the think tank. And he was like, no, this is management. You're a player. Beat it. And he's like, no, And they're like, what is it going to take to get you to shut up and come back and play? And he's like, give me Randall Cobb. It wasn't the money. It was like, I want some other receivers, And so everybody was saying Randall Cobb was washed up. Well, last night, 2 touchdowns. That's what washed up looks like, people. Don't let him tell you you're washed up. BS.
Right. There's a lesson that it's a team sport. It's not all about the glory. He wasn't about the extra money and the bigger payday. He was like, get me people around me who can help me win.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
What we can accomplish when we don't care who gets the credit, right?
Yes, right.
So there's a life lesson.
Oh my gosh. So today, I'm excited about today. We're going to talk about how something that what we preach, when we practice it, our damn selves gets what? Results? What?
Results of what? Yes. Okay. That's right. So for those of you that are familiar with our song title challenge, if you're not familiar with it, welcome to The Climb. We're glad you're a new listener. You should go check out our 100-plus episodes of the song title challenge. But yeah, I've been putting that into action myself, imperfectly, but fairly consistently. And dude, it's paying off. It's paying off. I just got a cut release in Canada on MDM Recordings up there on an artist named Don Amaro. And so we're going to dive into that. And I just want to lay it out, not to toot my own horn, but there are lessons in this. Let's learn from some success. You want cuts? Well, look, this is what this happened. This is stuff we're laying out every week on The Climb, twice a week on The Climb. And if you apply this stuff, you're going to be better for it. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also glad to have to cut. I won't lie about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Every cut is a miracle and a thing of beauty. So
there you go. Well, let's take care of some business. We're super stoked to be a part of American Songwriter Magazine's podcast network, ASPN. You can find that at americansongwriter.com/podcast. If you've been a long time climber and kind of followed us over to this platform when we started a year and a half ago, then by all means, go check out some of the other shows there. It's all a bit of what you fancy, as they say, across the sea. And if you came to us through American Songwriter Magazine's podcast network, well, God bless you. Welcome to the climb. We hope we're adding value to you. We want to encourage you to go to the Climb community on Facebook, which is simply facebook.com/theclimbcommunity. And this is a growing, thriving group of singers, songwriters, indie musicians, indie artists that are connecting with co-writes, that are supporting each other with different promotion ideas and things that are working for them in the middle of this paradigm shift in the marketplace, which is super important. And also, you know, we give you certain spots to post your gigs, to post your wins and things of that nature. And that way you put them in the right place and you get a lot of love. You get love thrown all over from your community. You put them in the wrong place and you get roadhoused. So there's a difference, roadhoused or love. It's up to you. What kind of love we got out there right now, Brent?
All right, I'm bringing it up. So I've been terribly remiss about posting the New Heights segment in the Climb community. So that's on me. But I have my intern and friend, Connor Shaw, working on that. So these might be a little old, but we're going to have some fresh new ones. And so that's all on me. Let's see here. Brad Mays, this is from earlier in the month here, or last month, I guess, at this recording, but says Brad Mays got a number one ranking from Reverb Nation in Tokyo, Japan. Kind of like being a top dog at a cat show, but I'll take it. So nice one. So Brad, he's used the song Drip. That actually was another song titled Challenge. That song has gotten some honorable mentions at the American Songwriter Lyric Contest. And so apparently it's getting some love in Tokyo. So congrats on that. Let's see here. Bill O'Hanlon has finished 8,492 songs for the year. So congrats, Bill. And let's see here. James Kelso, he said, I get to open for a well-known Christian artist named Jason Gray on September 29th. It's a small venue of 250, so it would be a packed house. I'm really looking forward to it. So, and our buddy Patrick Adams heading up to the Yellowstone Songwriting Festival this weekend in Cody, Wyoming. Hope to learn and make some new connections and collaborate with some old friends. So right on, climbers. So I also want to point out climber Patrick Dodge. He was in our music industry pitch event that I hosted with Ray Hamilton. And we had on 7-time Dove winner, 5-time Grammy nominee, CCM Southern Gospel artist Gary Chapman is our guest. And we're getting songs from the community and playing for Gary, who's a hoot. And so I'm waiting to hear from this. But Gary flipped out over this song that Patrick wrote. And this was on, at the time of this recording, it was last Wednesday night. He's like, man, Sunday I'm going up to play this big revival thing up in New York. I think we may work this up and play it to see how it goes over.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, he was like, he was really into the song. And Patrick's like, you know, I happen to live in New York. He's like, come on up. Even if we don't get it figured out and worked up, like, I want to howdy at you, you know?
Oh, so I love that.
I'm waiting to hear from Patrick on whether or not that happened. Hopefully it happened, but even if it didn't, you know, Gary's working on a record, and I think it has a strong, you know, I mean, if he's already talking about working it up and staging it, yeah, for that weekend.
Yeah.
That's a darn good sign. Yeah. So congrats and good luck, Patrick. And I've already told him, I've emailed, like, keep me in the freaking loop. I want to know about this.
So. We make our own luck with this, you know? We go and we do the things we need to do, and then we get them in front of the people that need to know about it. And then you do that enough time, you're going to get some love. You're going to get some results. So, all right, guys. So, hey, follow the podcast wherever you consume your podcast. Sometimes it's a subscribe, sometimes it's a follow. Just sort of depends. And make sure you tell a friend about it. That's the big thing, guys. Tell a friend about it. If you're spending this much time with us, I mean, these shows last 40 minutes to an hour. That is a lot of time to ask of you every single week when we do the main episode. We don't take that lightly, but we also know you're not doing it to scratch our backs. You're getting something out of it. So if you are, tell somebody else about it. Let them know this is the place you need to go, because I'll just tell you that, you know, as much as you like it, Everybody else does too. Like, the, statistically, we have, we always have numbers going all the way back to the very first episode on every single show, which means that when people get turned on to it, they go back and they binge. They start from the beginning and they want to listen to every episode to glean everything they can from it. So keep that up, guys. And let's, you know, let's spread the love. Let's help as many people as we can, right?
That's right. That's right.
So let's talk about this. I think you just need to start from the beginning, right?
Yes.
Like, and let's start from the beginning of Song Title Challenge. For those of you who maybe forgot or didn't know, we had a climber write into us that was like, hey, I want to hear you guys write a song.
On an iTunes review, which, by the way, iTunes review.
Right.
But anyway, he wrote to us on an iTunes review.
And he wants us to write a song, like, on the podcast, which wouldn't translate. It just, it wouldn't work. I mean, it's not something that you can knock out typically in an hour, you know? Mm-hmm. And the process of doing that would just suck. I mean, having
you're talking about, you know, one thing you don't want on radio, which is basically what this is dead air. And if you've ever been in the co-writing room, there's a lot of dead air.
There's a lot of dead air. The challenge of it, right? So then I don't know who came up with this. It was probably you. But, well, what if we just did, like, a challenge where they send in the title, and instead of writing the song, I honestly think, Brent, that this song title challenge is so beneficial because I think that one reason that people write weak or lame or trite lyrics is because they have gone down the road of a weak, lame, or trite concept. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And when you switch over to a better concept, even if the words are weak, if they're still on a better concept, it's going to come across better. It's going to be a stronger song. And then, of course, I would like to believe that really killer concept is going to mother better lyrics, right? It's going to make you a better lyric writer, kind of a thing. So we said, let's start doing something where you guys send in song titles, and then we will spend 15 minutes-ish, usually it ends up being about 20, just trying to look at that title and figure out different ways, five or six different concepts to write the song, right? We're not talking about lyrics, although sometimes like a lyric thing pops up in the process of that, but the goal isn't to write the lyrics. The goal is to say, hey, you know, we've got this song. What would be the best way to write it? And this kind of exercise, this creative mental exercise, to me, is the difference between writing a lame song called The Dance about God knows what, and then writing The Dance from
Garth
Brooks.
That's what I was thinking about, was like, you know, the lyric on The Dance, looking back on the memory of the dance we shared neath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right, how could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? Like, super simple. And especially what Garth did with the video to really bring to the front, like, this is about life, not just a lost love. This is about how you live your life. Just elevated that whole thing. So the words are, you know, third grade level.
Yeah.
And that's not a knock on it. Just simply stated. But when you say the right thing.
And you have that concept. I mean, this could have been about a million other things that would have been lame, but they took it to this other place. And just, if you're a country music artist and you're familiar with the song that we're talking about, and we have a lot of people from a lot of different genres that listen to this podcast, but on its surface, The Dance is like, wah, wah, whatever.
Yeah.
But to people who know this song, it is one of the most epic songs of all time. You know, it's that strong because conceptually they had this like really great place to go, you know, and I doubt that somebody didn't write that down in a hook book and say, this is exactly what this is going to be about. I think they thought about that a little bit and then said, what if we did it this way? And and then The Dance is born. And once again, with the lyrics, like you said, this isn't the most clever poetry on the face of the planet that makes you weep, but that song makes you weep
because it's just perfect.
It's so on point. So
yeah.
So that brings us to, so we create Song Title Challenge.
Yep.
And we are, we're 100.
Yeah. And honestly, we've done a good bit more than that, because when we first did it, I think it was its own episode. We did like an hour. We had like three or four different titles thrown out. And then we started doing it as like in the middle of other episodes. You know, we started doing those for a little bit. Like we'd break in the middle of an episode, do a song title challenge, and get back to the regular episode. And then we started doing them on every other Friday as their own episode. And then we've had a little over 100 of those. So, I mean, they're probably, I don't know, we're probably about maybe 120 in or something. I don't know. Maybe more, maybe less.
Yeah, but. And we've had some people like really like grasp onto this, you know. We did the request as one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Which I may actually end up being able to produce a demo on, which is really cool. That's kind of fun. But there's another sort of title that's just on its surface. It's like, what's that mean?
Yeah.
And then we sort of cooked up this other story of what it could mean, which totally inspired a couple climbers, a climber, I think, to reach out to the song title. Yeah, it was
sent by Craig Kuchler, and then Tracy Richardson heard it, and she was like, I love this. She worked up a rough, I guess, based on one of our angles or something, and she presented it to him, at least anyway. He's like, I want to write this with you, and they started working on it, and then they called me up on it, and I liked what they started well enough. I was like, yeah, I'm in.
And then it just turned out so good. I mean, the song is fantastic, you know?
Yeah. And one that I'm sure we'll dive into whenever it's officially out. But I mean, you know, you hooked me up to write with Matt Bailey, who we just did a video content challenge with on Whiskey Away,
which yes. is
just that song gets in my head too. But I was working with him and we straight up song title challenged and it ended up becoming something that they cut. So
that will be the third release. So we're talking about that. So now we're gearing up for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one will be the third one. And that one's like totally awesome too. Just special, you know, and involved a climber, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's very cool.
Well, we'll dive into that on a later date. We'll do the deep dive on that one, which is,
yeah, we'll do the deep dive on that one. And then I'm thinking too about Hacker and those guys, like with the other song where they were writing with you and they had song title challenge Drink You On My Mind, right?
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. And where I was like, I just don't know, because they had brought on the title, I just don't know about this angle. And Patrick Adams was like, you want a song title challenge it? I'm like, always.
Yes, and I do.
Yes, I do. And so, you know, we pitched it around and one piece of feedback I got from one of the A&R people I sent it to, you know, for some artists was like, boy, it didn't go where I thought it was going to go. Like I heard that title. I was like, I'm not sure. But then you went like to a cool different place with it. And I liked it. I liked it more than I expected to. I was like, and that is the point.
There you go. And now all of a sudden the ears are perked up. And at the very least, we've gotten the attention of some A&R people, you know, some publishers that are just like, I like, okay, these people are clearly on their game. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they're bringing it. So that's the kind of stuff that creates relationships, which leads to cuts, which gets you in the room and being inside the circle that you're trying to be in. Mm-hmm. As far as if you're going to be a songwriter trying to get cuts, if you're an artist, this is the kind of stuff you want to be doing. So you're out blowing everybody's mind with your lyric when you're performing that. That's even a better visceral result, because you're going out and people are just like, oh, like, you know, I love playing Janelle, that stuff that you send me, like, Brent, when you cut a new song or get a new song written, I play for Janelle because she's like so into this kind of music and into the lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
And so she'll just be like, oh, like, and just getting just, I want to watch her react, you know what I mean? To see, because I know how I feel about it, but I've got, you know, I got a business mind, a music business mind on it, and she's just a fan, you know?
Yeah.
That digs a good song, like a really good song that makes her feel something. So it's fascinating. But so let's talk about this. Like, so tell your story.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wanted to set this up because I thought this was really cool.
Yeah. And so, by the way, this is not the really, honestly, the first cut I've gotten from Song Title Challenge for my personal one. There's another one that will be hitting Southern Gospel as a single here soon. Very soon, so we may talk about that as well. But
I think we should. I think we should. Every single one of these is like,
it's like proof. Like,
yeah, proof. Like, I'm going to Monty Python right now. Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great.
Wow, I don't know that one. But okay.
And if a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Oh, I've not heard that, but it sounds like Monty Python. All right. And on that note,
that's not the song, people.
That's not the song. Although, boy, what a song title challenge that would be. All right. So this song, don't. If you're listening, don't. All right. This song is called One Tonight. And it just came out by the artist Don Amaro. He's on MDM Recordings in Canada. So they're a good label up in Canada. And just came out on, I believe it was Friday, September 24th of 2021. So it's on his EP called Nothing Is Not Important or something. Let me look it up here real quick. I forgot the name of the EP. Nothing Is Meaningless. So that's the name of the EP. Nothing Is Meaningless. And the song is called One Tonight. So first of all, let me thank Don for cutting it. I also want to thank Doug Fulkins for writing it with us. And I'll talk more about Doug here in a bit. But so a little backup on this. So I have a hookbook that I've been keeping since 1994. Wow. Because it's a digital one. Start off on paper. I eventually, you know, put it on a Word document. And that Word document has bounced around various laptops and desktop computers I've had over the years. And it is currently, well, I have it numbered. It currently, I don't know what number it is because it stopped counting. It got so high. So basically, it says, let's see, you're
at, you need to put that into an Excel spreadsheet. It won't stop counting. But I think did we just learn the limitations of a Word doc on the amount of numbers?
Apparently we have. Let me see what it is here. Let's see if I can find it here. So I am currently, well, where's it going? It's pulling it up. Okay. Apparently, when you hit 4,094, it just says 4,094.1. I'm currently at 4,094.455. And then I still have a bunch in my daily hookbook that I put titles in every day that I haven't even transferred here and on my Evernote. So I'm probably up around close to 5,000, probably 4,700, something like that, since 1994. Sure. Now, I only take a title off if I write it. So that's the only reason the list gets smaller. Other than that, I add to it. I don't do damage control. I don't do quality control on the way on the list. I put everything on there. If it strikes my fancy at all, even if I don't know what to do with it, I'll figure that out later. Mm-hmm. So I put everything on that list, and it's like 94, like Christmas break of 94 when I wrote my first song. And started going, ooh, songs are cool. I want to write more of those. I should write down titles as I get them. So really,
that's like right around. I sang my last song, kind of.
There we go.
With Kid Gypsy.
Then there was a passing of the torch. So a ton of titles. And you may not have that many. You may have more. But thing is, we get these titles and they sit around and we don't write them. And then they're pages and pages ago. And they just kind of sit there and we don't write them. And we tend to write from the bottom of the list, the newest stuff that goes at the bottom.
That is the freshest energy.
That is the freshest energy. It's the newest. It's the kind of the lowest hanging fruit. Usually there's a reason we haven't written the other ones yet. We started doing these song title challenges and people throwing out these titles that at first blush, we don't know what to do with. Right. Johnny started giving his hot takes on them, but so many times we wouldn't know, like, what are we going to do with this? But then we dig into it. And then 10, 15 minutes later, like, oh my gosh, this is great. I want to write this.
Yeah.
And so I'm smart enough to realize, dang, I have like 4,000 plus titles sitting around. How many of these would be the same way? Where I look at them when I'm going before a co-writer or whatever, and I'm like, I don't know. But boy, if I put 10 to 15 minutes in on it, would be great. Like, could be
because you're kind of used to looking at it and going, eh.
Well,
and so you get into that familiar habit of, okay, these first three pages suck.
Yeah.
But then you go pick one, just put forth the effort of that 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sure there's so much good stuff here.
Yeah.
But I don't have a framework like the song title challenge. And I've said it before, to you off air before, like, man, I got to start doing my own song title challenge. Like, I don't want to put them on the air. I love having people send it in. So it's fresh and that's a fun exercise and involves our listeners. And I don't want to put all my titles out there every week, but like, what's a way for me to do this? And so I started setting my personal song title challenge, which it's like, okay, part of the thing about song title challenge that's fun is Johnny picks the title I don't pick the title. He goes, here it is. Have fun. And we start, you
word
know,
boy. Here you go, word boy.
I know. Go do your word thing, word boy.
Climbers, do you have a groundbreaking song that the world needs to hear?
Enter your song today in American Songwriters 2021 Song Contest to win $10,000, promotion across American Songwriter, and a co-publishing deal with Live by Live.
Get your songs in front of the contest judges, who are also number one artists like Paul Stanley from Kiss. I love that. Vance Joy and Martina McBride, along with top A&R executives such as the senior VP of A&R at Atlantic Records and BBR Music Group.
Go to AmericanSongwriter.com/song-contest to enter. Again, that's AmericanSongwriter.com/song-contest to enter.
And if you use the coupon code CLIMB, all capital letters, C-L-I-M-B, you'll save 10% on your contest entry. No reason not to do it now, guys.
You just go with it. It's like, so at a 4,000, it's the tyranny of choice. I can pick any of the 4,000. That's kind of pressure to pick the best one. I need to limit my options. That's part of it, of what makes song title challenge work. Limited options. In this case, I have no options. But on that one, I was like, okay, what if I just do, I have a slot of 20 songs, titles, that I can choose from. So it's, you know, because I have over 4,000. Okay, so it'd take me a long time to get through 20 by 20 all the way through. Let's say 20, so I have limited choice. I can only pick out of this 20. So that's part of it. And then the other thing is the time frame. Set a timer for 10 minutes and riff on it, right? And so therefore, it's low stakes and limited options. So it's low stakes because it's 10 minutes. Yeah. It's a daily exercise is how I set up to be like, okay, ideally daily, early in the day, I'm going to take 10 minutes and I'm going to go through the 20. How do I pick the 20? Well, day one was titles 1 through 20 on my, you know, we already talked about how it's counted in this Word document. It's 1 through 20. The next day is going to be 21 through 40. And the next day is going to be 41 through 60.
Yeah.
You know? So, okay, there
By
we go.
By the way, like, let me interject for a second. So a little teaser about like my next episode coming up.
Yeah.
A week from when this one drops. What this is all about right now is this is what happens when you're married to the action and not the result.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're taking action and you're married to that. And knowing that the action is going to produce results. But if you're married to the result, that oftentimes means no action, in which case, which is funny because you're married to the result. But when you're married to the result and you're like, oh, that's never going to work out because you've already pre-thought out the results, it means you don't take action and there you guarantee no results.
Well, which
when you don't take action.
When you're married to the results, that's when you get swamped looking through your list of 4,000 titles trying to find just the right one.
Yeah.
Off the top of your head, right? Like, oh, immediately, that's the perfect one. I'm going to go write this and spend the next 4 hours working on this or 3 hours or whatever, or take this into the co-write. With this, it's man, doing my reps, doing my dailies, right? So I'm 1 through 20. All right. Wow, that's from 1994. I'm sure there's nothing great here, but we're going to go through. We're going to find, if nothing else, my cleanest, dirty shirt, right, to put on
for
the next 10 minutes. And if I get something great, that's awesome. If I get something that's not great, well, you know, it's still a win because I did my daily.
You know, you're strengthening that muscle.
I'm working that muscle.
And you're taking action.
And tomorrow,
and when you take action once, it's easier to take action a second time on it.
Exactly.
And a third time. Because now you're over it. And then all of a sudden,
And even on that first one, that oldest stuff, you know, over 20 years old or whatever, it's like still there was like, oh, okay, you know, you'd see enough of like, well, that's interesting,
yeah.
You know, that it go, okay, let's try this again tomorrow. And it's already win because you did the rep. Even if you quit after 10 minutes, go, nothing was there. But there have been enough of those where I've almost never stopped right at 10 minutes because there's, it seemed to always
you're on a roll by that time
that I found that I want to chase and pursue. Now, you know, so 1 through 20, 20 song title blocks each day. Now, I've not co-written any of these up until I hit like the 261 to 280 block was the first one that I said, okay, and I may take some of these and still write them in a co-write, but that was the first one that I've since taken into a co-write and written. But there have been a bunch since then, you know, because the titles get a little bit better as I got a little more savvy to the deal. But I'm still in the 2000s out of 4,000. So I'm still not even like halfway there yet.
It used to terrify me. I'm straight up. This is an admission. It used to terrify me doing this when we'd get some titles that I just thought were lame. And I'm like, man, like, I don't want to put that. And one time, I don't think I had a choice. You know, I just had a lot of titles from climbers. And I thought in my mind, these are all lame. Well, let's just pick one of the lame ones because that's why they call it a challenge.
Yeah.
So we go and we do that. And then, you know, all of a sudden it was like, oh, wow. And that's, I think that was maybe the day we came up with like the hot take on it, you know?
Yeah.
Like what to do, or maybe this is very specific or so broad, or, but it just doesn't look like you're winning before you're spinning kind of a thing, but let's work with it anyway. And to this day, I don't think we've had one where at the end, I wasn't like impressed with us, you know, it's like, wow. And when I mean us, I don't mean like just, obviously I'm talking about Brent and I, but it just came from the exercise. Like, look at how much more we got out of this by sort of digging in a little bit.
And just committing.
Yeah.
And not even like, I'm going to write this whole song. I'm just going to work on this for 10 minutes and brainstorm. Just that commitment. Low stakes. Right? So I've started doing it. I've done it imperfectly. I haven't done it every day. But I've done it. And it's like, why don't I do this every day? I've like gotten a couple cuts out of this already. Hello. So, and it's a great way to kind of build up your ideas for going into co-writes. Most of the ideas it feels like I've been bringing into co-writes have been old titles that I've song titled, challenged, because those are the ones that are a little more fleshed out. And that's not always the case, but pretty consistently lately. What that means is they're good titles, but a title's not an idea. But now I have a good idea to go with it. It didn't matter when I came up with the title. If I came up with the title in 1997, if now I have a good current idea to go with it. And so I've been bringing those into co-writes with professional writers. Hello. And, you know, we're demoing stuff, we're pitching stuff, and now we're starting to get cuts off this stuff from the song title challenges. So whoever that was, I need to go look them up and send them a gift basket. Whoever that was that on the iTunes, you know,
We should
interview that said, like, you know, hey, write a song. So thank you. I've sent you some fruit, some grapefruit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
some future swag that we're going to get
together. There we go. Seriously. So, all right. So this song won tonight. That was in the 2420 to 2440 or 21 to 2441 range. So it was probably around number 2430. That out of, you know, we've talked about like 4,700 title in chronological, so like halfway back. And so that was one of the 20 that came up that day. And I was like, okay, one tonight. Okay, I think there's something I can do with that. You know, that wasn't like, oh, you drag me. You're like, okay, I can see that there's a lot of options on this. So I pulled that one out. And that was January 27th of this year, of 2021. When I got to that one, okay? So, pulled it out and just started riffing on it. And here's some choices I made, too. Because I think there are layers of, hopefully, things that you can take from this that are going to help you on your climb. All right. So, knowing what I know now, I mean, there are many ways you go with it. You know, one tonight. I have one tonight. I'll have another one tonight. You know, it could be like a heartache. I had one, you know, I just came in here for one drink tonight and now I'm have, you know, one night stand, or now I see her and now I'm, you know, I wasn't going to have a bad night, but it looks like I am having one tonight. You know, there's so many ways you could go with this, right?
Oh, sure.
So many negative ways, but I thought, okay, knowing what I know now, what I've grown over the years as a writer and go as a commercial writer, going, what is something that I want to bring into like an artist, you know? What would an artist want to sing out live? And I thought, okay, what about you just get one tonight? You know, you get a thousand yesterdays, and there are a million tomorrows. You just get one tonight. You only have one, so make it count, right? That kind of idea is the thing. You just get one tonight, one chance to get it right. Like, you know, it's the present is leaving. You know,
right.
If it's even, it's leaving, right?
So, right.
And so, okay, I like that thought because that's, you know, positive and kind of inspirational. It could be fun. It could be, I'm thinking like, how can we make this like a live anthem kind of thing? You know, just country and tempo. So that's what I started digging into. And so I did some a rough lyric on that. It's like, you know, we got 5 days in the rear view, about 10 gallons in the tank. So I started saying, you know, you got one tonight. So let's play off numbers. 5 days in the rear view, got 10 gallons in the tank, 2 days full of nothing to do and a couple hundred in the bank. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, I know, girl, you're thinking it's just another weekend and there's 1,000 more on the way. But you're looking so pretty. Girl, it just hit me. We don't have any to waste because we just get one tonight. So that's what I started working up because obviously I went longer than the 10 minutes because I started finding a vein. Like I wanted, let's ride this thing, you know? And yeah. So it's like when the timer goes off, you're like, shut up, timer. I'm making money here.
Snooze button.
Exactly.
Snooze button on my awesomeness.
Exactly. Shut up, timer. I'm liking what I'm getting here. So I just keep on going. And that's part of the fun of the song title challenge too, is it's low stakes. If it doesn't work, I have my out.
Yeah.
But if it's working, shut up, timer. I'm going. And I didn't know it was going to be this good, you know? So it's kind of like just a coffee date. Just a coffee date, you know? Then you spend the whole day together. That was a good coffee date. You know, but you also have that out. So started working on that. Had like a whole draft lyric. And I really liked the concept of we just get one tonight. That felt like, you know, and it's a love thing. And it's a right now thing. And I'm like, you know, this could be a cool like show opener or something live. Because, you know, you think of that meta thing of, come on, let's have a good time. Because you just get one tonight here in Minneapolis,
and I'm here, and you're here, and let's make it happen.
Exactly, because you just get one tonight. I'm so glad y'all came out to the show tonight. You could thousand things you could have been doing, but y'all are here with me, and I appreciate it, because we'll never have the chance to be here again, because we just get one tonight. Kick it off. You know, that kind of thing, right? And everyone's like, yeah, we just get one tonight. Let's all have a good time, right? It's that, it would feels like it would sell live, you know?
Yep.
So, I'm like, all right, I dig that. So I worked that up and I got that in my pocket. Like, okay, this feels like an artist co-write. Maybe not an artist co-write. Maybe I got to write with someone else, but dang, for sure, if I got to write this with an artist, I want the chance. Enter Doug Folkins. Okay, so Doug is a guy that I've gotten to know through the Songwriting Pro community. He's had songs make, like, play for publisher before and some different stuff. So I've gotten to know Doug a little bit. He's a Canadian. And so he's written some with Aaron Goodvin, who's, you know, Aaron and I ride a good bit together, and he's a successful Canadian artist. And so I would just see Doug's name on stuff, and his songs would be solid. They'd make like the top 10 and play for publishers and different things. So through that, so Doug's taking swings, right? Doug's getting at-bats, getting his music in front of me. So I'm starting to become aware of him. And Doug's a smart dude. Like he runs a business, but he also has a songwriting business, you know? And so he started adding some value to me. He thought, you know, he's been on this, dang it. I got to remember the title of this podcast, but there's another podcast. Like he introduced me to the host of it. It's like, hey, and Aaron Goodvin had done the same thing. Like, hey, you should be on this podcast. I think it'd be great. And then Doug did as well, introduced us, and finally I was like, yeah, let's get on the podcast. And it was a good interview. So, you know, Doug's just, he's reaching out, he's adding value. You know, he's not being an asshole. Doug doesn't have a big track record. Now, he's gotten several cuts, independent stuff. He'll release some of his own stuff independently, but he's not like swinging the big lumber statistically as on paper yet. But he's doing good work. Anyway, so I don't remember how it got brought up. Maybe Doug brought it up, but Doug has a lot of connections with some artists in Canada. I have a single of the year to my credit in Canada, but I've not been doing a great job of mining that Canadian field there of artists and stuff. Like I have more cred there than I'm taking advantage of as a writer. I should be getting more rooms up there. Long story on why I hadn't been doing more of that, but it's like, it's time for that to change. Well, here comes Doug, who's been bringing value. And he's like, So we basically worked out a deal. Doug, use me as bait. Let's get in the rooms. You know, a lot of these people maybe you couldn't get in rooms with before. Use me as bait. Like, Brent wrote that big number one smash for Gord Bamford, and he's writing with Aaron Goodman and blah, blah, blah. So I got some cred up there. And he has some phone numbers and emails. Well, why don't your peanut butter get my chocolate? We go make a Reese's peanut butter cup, all right?
Let's go write some songs. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what he was doing. So he's like, hey, I got this guy, Don Amaro. He's on the MDM. You know, he's up for writing with us. Let's, you know, you up for it. And I didn't know who Don was, you know, because I'm not deep in the Canadian market. But I checked that out. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. You know, he's got a label, you know, deal. He's got a record deal. He's putting out songs. Liked what I heard. Yeah, let's do it. So we got together. I think this was maybe the first thing we wrote. And so I set it up. Hey, here's what I think is a fun tempo. Could be a great show opener. Telling everybody, we just get one tonight, you know, so set the mood. We just get one tonight. Y'all have a great time because we just get one tonight. Like, I love it. So we started working on it together. And it did end up being a tempo thing. And we wrote it. Should look up when we wrote it, but just a couple months ago. You know, let me see here. Actually, I can look up. We wrote in April 26th. So as the date of creation I have on it. So it'd been sitting around for 10 years, maybe, in my hookbook. Then January, I finally song title challenge that sucker. 3 months later, I'm writing it with an artist. Because Doug has been bringing value, right? Connector, boom. You know, so we're leveraging what we got. He's leveraging his relationship with me and my track record in Canada, and he's leveraging some, and I'm leveraging some of his relationships. So everybody's winning here. Everybody's winning. Everybody's getting in rooms they didn't get in before, right? So anyway, so we write this thing with Don, and he's into it. And then later I find out that, you know, hey, sure enough, he started playing it out. And he started opening shows with it. And it's going well. People are digging it. I'm like, that is my plan, right?
Because it's also serving a purpose for his live show, which is cool. It's something that he needed. It was a tool that he needed to open the show.
And I set it up that way. Like, this could be a cool opener, a live show opener, go over live, but especially like as an opener, because you're coming in with tempo and you're coming in with, we just get one tonight. Let's make it count. Come on. What a great sentiment to start off a show. You're just setting it up, telling people it's very important that you have a great time tonight. Come on. Don't sit on your hands. You only get one of these tonight. Let's go make it count. Let's have a great time. And so knowing that and trying to put myself in the mind of an artist, what's going to serve them? I'm in the service business. And that's why I started framing this idea as what's going to help an artist. It means have something killer for a live show, something killer to kick off a set, kick off a show. Okay, here's a sentiment that I think is something they'd want to say. Audiences are going to want to hear, and it makes sense in the live context. And plus, it's a love song as well. Ultimately, it's a love song telling your girl, you know, so slide a little closer and kiss me a million times because we just get one tonight, you know? And so ultimately, it's a love thing, but it works really well live. And they were just, you know, stacking up these pluses and how this could serve Don and his artist career. So sure enough, he started playing it out, and they, you know, done well enough. The label likes it, all that stuff, and boom, next thing I know, they're cutting it. And now it's out. It's like, according to plan, just the plan I had for that title when I wrote it down 10 years ago.
Not so groovy now, is it, Simpson? Release the hounds.
Exactly. So it's been fun, and it's like, okay, starting to see response from, you know, we'll see if it becomes a single or not. It's on his EP. He just released the first single from that EP, a cool song called My Poor Mama. And so it seems to be getting some traction. So hopefully to do well, his last single did pretty well. And so hopefully we'll help him on his climb, and hopefully we'll get a single out of it. But it's out there. It's kind of like, well, did my job. We'll see if it's singles. That's kind of out of my hands. But what was in my hands was digging through my titles and trying to find stuff that could really serve an artist, leveraging relationships to get in the room with an artist and bringing him stuff that is going to serve him. And then, hey, you know what? He gets what he wants, which is upgrading his live show, because every artist is looking to upgrade their live show. I don't care if you're Kenny Chesney, you're looking to upgrade your live show. So that's not a knock on him, but he gets what he wants. Upgraded and freshen up his live show. Get stuff to put out that hopefully his fans are going to react to and hopefully make money off of and just grow his career. And you know what? If he gets that, what do I get out of it? I upgrade my career. you know, and my royalty statements. So
I also like that too, because it's in the context of promoting new music to be able to start off a show with a brand new song that's appropriate to be a show opener from a brand new project. And, you know, you get to pump two of those out and then get into your hits that people like, you know what I mean? So they're pumped up and they're ready to rock. And hey, by the way, you haven't heard those two before. It's because we just released them.
Yeah.
So check out the new EP. I mean, that's a great, what a brilliant way to promote a new release by having like a brand new show opener open the show.
Yeah.
Upgrading your live show. You know?
Exactly. And then hopefully it become a hit and then it'll be the one they know starting off with a hit or his current single or something. So fingers crossed on that. If you're listening,
there's always a badass way to get it going too. Is just come out with a big hit right off the bat. Yeah. That's what tonight's going to be like. We started with that. It's only going to get better.
Exactly.
Strap in. Buckle up.
Buckle up. That's exactly. So, man, that all came from the song title challenge. Like, otherwise, that title would still be sitting back in the archives getting dusty. Now, I'd have brought another idea. You know, but one thing I'm finding from this is that I'm stockpiling ideas. You know, so when I write, I have all these ideas that I can sort through to see what's most appropriate for that day, for that artist. You're right, because I'm not going to bring him out of column B if I know that he's really sings from column C. Mm-hmm. You know, and just the more I'm doing the song title challenge, the more columns I have to choose from. You know, the other one that came out was a Southern Gospel thing, a title I've been sitting on for years and didn't really know what to do with it until I started figuring out what to do with it.
Right,
and it's supposed to be hitting radio anytime now, and we'll maybe do an episode on that as well. But
I love it.
Yeah. So I just want to encourage y'all to do your freaking song title challenge. Like if nothing else, you're going to have more ideas to go into co-writes with, or when you do get a chance to sit down and go, okay, you know, I've had these little chunks of time when I get up before my kids do, before I go to work or on my lunch break, I do my song title challenge because I have these little nuggets of time, these little golden nuggets of writing time. Now that I get to sit down and actually, like, I'm going to work for the next couple hours, you have all this raw material to work from. Now, you know, you're going to have not just titles, but ideas stacked up that you're probably going to be ready to write. So when you do get that bulk time, you can take the best advantage of that and maximize that opportunity. So I think this is great. This is great for lunch breaks, before your kids get up, while you're doing your coffee in the morning, if you get some quiet to do that. I mean, you can put this in all these different places. And even if you're a full-time writer, what a great warm-up exercise. You go, okay, I'm going to be co-writing today, but I'm going to do a song title challenge first. I may bring that into the write today, or I may not. But it's, man, loosening things up. It's my creative caffeine for the morning. Get me going.
Oh, I love it. I want to encourage climbers too, like when you do this to, let us know. In the climb community, specifically if you got a great idea from a song title challenge that you did, if you got a song written from a song title challenge that you did, if you got a cut from a song title challenge that you did, we want to hear about it because that just, this stuff works, you know, it works. And it's simple.
Yeah. And hey, you want to go ahead and play the song? We'll drop this in here and then we'll close her up.
Here we go. Let's do that. Play this song and take it from there, guys.
All right, this is One Tonight by Don Amaro, written by myself, Don Amaro, and Doug Fulkins.
We got 5 days in the review, 10 gallons in the tank. 2 days for nothing to do, couple hundred in the bank. And I know what you're thinking, it's just another weekend with 1,000 more on the way. But girl, it just hit me, life goes by quick and we don't have any time to waste. We just get one tonight, one chance to get it right. Like trying to catch a comet, you better get up on it, cause you're never gonna see it twice. It's over when it's over, slide a little closer, kiss me a million times. We just get one tonight, tonight. We can take that two-lane downtown, go party with a dozen friends, slow down with this six-pack, baby, we could just stay in. Don't care what we're doing, long as I'm with you and making every moment count. So let's get to living this love we've been giving, every minute till the moon goes down. We just get one tonight, one chance to get it right. Like trying to catch a comet, you better get up on it, cause you're never gonna see it twice. It's over when it's over, slide a little closer, kiss me a million times. We just get one tonight, tonight. We just get one tonight. Yeah, we just get one tonight. Yeah, we just get one tonight, one chance to get it right. Like trying to catch a comet, you better get up on it, cause you're never gonna see it twice. It's over when it's over, slide a little closer, kiss me a million times. We just get one tonight, tonight.
All right, we're back, dude. Killer.
Thank you. So
that's a show opener.
I know. It's closing our show, but hopefully
it'll shake your tail feather. Like, come on.
Yeah. Fun, positive tempo. So
yeah,
that's it. So I just want to thank Don for getting in the room with me and Doug. I want to thank Doug for helping make that happen and for the guys to write the song with me and for all the folks at, you know, MDM Records for putting it out, and hope it does well for them.
Where can they find this if they want to add it to playlists, if they want to learn more about Don Amaro, the artist? Like, what's his website?
Yeah, let me pull up his website real quick.
He's streaming everywhere. It's Amero, yeah. Right?
Don, A-M as in Mary, E-R-O. And so, man, it's on Amazon Music. It's on Spotify. It's on all your streaming services, iTunes, all that good stuff. So it's out there. And also, like, you can find him on social medias. Let me pull up his Instagram real quick because I want to help promote him to see. It's just Don Amaro, D-O-N-A-M-E-R-O. So you can find him on
across all socials. There you go. So you can hook up with him there too.
Yep.
So there we go. Killer, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of another Killer Climb episode. This is where we practice what we preach and we get the results. It's bomb. It's bomb. This is fire right here. It's fire. It's fire.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.